The Treasury IG for Tax Administration has been a big player in telework for many years. How did you guys kind of get started down it? And give me a little bit of history maybe about when did you guys jump into telework with both feet, and how has it progressed over the last, you know, decade or so?
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks, Jason. Always a pleasure to be here. We actually began our path in telework in 2000, so it's hard to say the turn of the century at this point. But we started in 2000. Today, we have over 86% of our workforce is telework authorized, and nearly 50% of those folks telework two or more days a week. Now, that hasn't been a smooth progression, obviously, and the way we got started was we had engaged with both executive and management personnel to identify those positions that would be eligible for telework. What percolated down to the next level then was what employees that fill those positions would be eligible for telework. And it's grown as a result of those early discussions and our experiences since that time to get to the level that I just mentioned.
Now, you guys over the last 3 or 4 years have really kind of taken this idea of telework and mobile work and expanded it, not just in terms of the who, but the how, and also the impact it's been on your office. So give me a sense of that impact and the expansion of it.
Well, in terms of immediate payback, one of the things that we have seen is a reduction both over time and even more recently in very specific terms of the amount of space we have had to rent, as it were, for our various offices. We have 71 offices that span from Puerto Rico to Hawaii. We have seen a reduction of 15 of those offices to get to that 71 level. And in approximately 7 or 8 of those offices, we have seen a reduction in the footprint as we have restacked the groups. Most recently, when we relocated our headquarters office, we reduced our footprint by over 13,000 square feet as a result of our continued emphasis on telework and allowing folks to take advantage of that capability.
This headquarters move actually was just recently. It was in the last 2 or 3 years, right?
That's correct. We celebrated our first anniversary here in August.
Now, is the fact that this administration, the Obama administration, has come in and really pressed agencies to do more with telework, there's the Telework Enhancements Act, did that have a big effect on what TIGDA did? Or because you guys were going down that same path already, they just kind of gave you that little more impetus?
Well, I think what it did was it served as validation for the fact that we were already on this path. We were well down the road in terms of reaching this 86% that I mentioned earlier. I would have to go back and look to see what the specific change might have been, but I suspect that it was relatively small because of the fact that we had been on this path for such a period of time. So I would look at this more as validation of the fact that we had been doing the right thing from the perspective of the administration, even before the administration had said, let's go forward with this. That's not to say that it's in any way erroneous to think that this was a bad decision on the part of the administration. By all means, no. We view this as a positive step, and we're happy to be one of the folks that happen to be out in front of the wave, as setting the example, as it were.
There's obviously the law, the Telework Enhancement Act, that got passed in 2010. A lot of people celebrated that as kind of the next step in this process. Did that law really have a lot of impact on TIGDA from the extent of planning and policies and things like that nature?
Well, I think it certainly allowed us the opportunity to revisit some of our policies to make sure that we were aligned. We didn't have to make major changes as a result of that, which is further indication that we were on the right path from the outset. But I think, again, what it did was it served as a clarion, as it were, that says, hey, we were spot on in terms of our identifying the opportunity and taking advantage of it.
You see reports from GSA and OPM, the telework reports that come out each year, and they talk about barriers, and I want to get into technology in a minute, but the management barriers always seem to rise to the top. How are you guys kind of dealing with that management barriers, and have they lessened over the last 3 or 4 years?
Well, I think the people part of the equation, you know, you talk about any problem, there's people, processes, and technology. And the people part of the equation is always going to be the weak link. Not that the people are weak, that's not my point. It's that if things are going to go wrong because people have choices and can make choices, that's probably where they're going to go wrong. We can do things from a technology standpoint that lock things down, that don't give you an option, but inevitably, human behavior is always going to be the weakest link. So how did we overcome that, which is really specific to your question? And what we did was first we had executive buy-in from the very beginning. We determined that this was a direction that we wanted to move, and as a result, we were able to lead that discussion internally. We also were very aggressive in terms of the training that we put folks through in terms of shifting the focus from being able to observe activities to being able to observe results and to measure results as opposed to are they there yet, are they there yet, are they at their desk, are they doing this, are they doing that. And so that has been, I think, the biggest hurdle for any organization to overcome in terms of the mindset, both of the employee and the management. If I can't see you, I can't manage you, that's not the case. You need to be able to focus your efforts on the results, and the rest will follow from that.
Do you believe that as an IG's office, you guys have a little, it's easier for you guys to have gone down that path as of telework because so much of the work you guys do are either in individual or small teams, you're doing research, you're doing reports, whereas, you know, if someone says, well, I need to be at my desk because I need to answer the phone all the time, that's harder for them to do telework, or maybe the opposite. It's people are so used to seeing each other, you know, auditors want the evidence.
Sure. Well, I as always, the answer is it depends. And that's why it's critical to have those early discussions and make determinations about what responsibilities can be dispatched through telework and what responsibilities have to take place in an office environment. If you're an analyst, for example, with the Intel community, telework isn't going to work very well for you. On the other hand, if you're a member of the IT staff and you have to go do a touch on a machine or replace a printer or go bounce a server or something like that, physical presence may be more important. And so that's why it's critically important to identify those positions, those responsibilities that can leverage the telework equation, as opposed to simply making a blanket statement that, well, everyone in the organization is going to move to a telework environment because by management, fiat, presidential directive, or whatever, we have to move in that direction. So it's critically important to understand your workflow, to understand the nature of your responsibilities. And you're absolutely correct in terms of some groups are naturally more collaborative than others, and that makes telework somewhat easier in terms of when you have the collaborative tools in place, but it really wouldn't matter whether you were doing that in the office environment or a telework environment because the tools are pervasive. And we make no distinction for our workforce in terms of what tools can be accessed via telework versus being in the office.
Let's shift over to those tools. A lot of that technology that used to be the big barrier for agencies, hey, we can't have the technology, laptops or fast enough internet speed or VPNs. That all has seemed to have taken care of itself for the last 3, 4, 5 years. Where, from a technology standpoint, how have you guys used technology to really influence and impact telework?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's you're spot on again in terms of how the technology has moved. When we first began the program, obviously, we were dealing with largely dial-up connectivity. All that is gone now. Everyone is using a high-speed connection. We started with email. Well, we still have email, but now we've also added over the course of time, we have the collaborative whiteboarding, we have video conferencing, that has been made available and enhances that experience for the user. It also helps to break down some of the culture shock and the social barriers to telework. If I can see people and I can interact with them, as opposed to just hearing that disembodied voice on the phone, it makes the experience that much richer and that much more positive. What we are doing today is we're looking at the implementation of Link that takes us to the next step in that collaboration, where we'll have the ability to see, I see that my coworker is in the office today. I can call them there if I need to speak with them directly, or I can start up an instant messaging stream with them without having to establish a separate session through some of the commercial vendors that offer that as a service, which we still have, by the way, because our implementation is internally focused. Our implementation of Link, that is internally focused. And if we need to cross boundaries to talk with the IRS or anyone on the commercial side, we would still need some of those commercial services. Eventually, we'll get to that as well, but that's how we're moving to make this a more immersed in a more 360-degree type of experience.
Now, as CIO, you're someone who's supporting a lot of these tools and technologies. Does this add another layer of complexity to your job or to your staff's job?
In terms of telework itself, no. Certainly, anytime you add a tool set to your infrastructure, that increases your complexity, but we haven't found it to be a burden for us in our environment. I suspect that if you were starting from a clean sheet of paper, you would want to incorporate these things from the very beginning. So I would advise people, know that this is we don't see this as an increased burden, and in fact it has helped to enhance the experience of some of our personnel because they are distant from the headquarters location as well. The IT staff is spread out across the country, and this works to their advantage in the same way it works for an auditor or an investigator's advantage.
So does TIGDA provide their auditors with laptops or with tablet computers or something, and then what happens if those computers break down or someone's at home or at a telework center and they're having a problem? Do you guys support that from the help desk perspective?
In answer to your first question, yes. We provide all of the IT equipment. We provide them with the laptop, a docking station, a monitor, a keyboard, mouse, that sort of thing. They're expected to provide the ISP, the internet connectivity. If, for example, they're working from home, if they're in a POD, obviously we take care of that for them. In terms of repairs, yes, that is all handled through our help desk. In many instances, we're able to either take control of the device if, in fact, we can get connectivity, or in some instances, many instances, we can walk the person through and at least get them to a working state. And where necessary, we can either drop ship, or if they're close enough to one of our offices, they may be able to go in there and get some hands-on assistance. So it varies depending upon the circumstance, but yes, everything is handled through our help desk capabilities and our ticketing capabilities there, where we can track our performance and their customer satisfaction experience as the situation is addressed.
Now, again, I'm going to go back to maybe the beginning of the conversation when we talked about the administration's push for telework. Mm-hmm. Did that impact from a technology standpoint what technology you looked at, how you applied the technology? Or was all of this kind of, because it was, again, in process, you kept going forward and there's no reason to change.
Yeah, we did not have the elephant through the snake type of impact that some agencies might experience, simply because we had been on this path. It provided further validation to continue down the path. When we just recently, for example, we refreshed our laptop fleet, and as a result, we have included some of the newer capabilities as part of that baseline, including, by the way, our ability to connect not just in a wired fashion, but both both types of wireless connectivity. So be it air card, via cellular technology, 3G, 4G, what have you, as well as Wi-Fi connectivity. And that has been greatly received, wildly enthusiastic response from our users as we move down this path. So in some ways, I wouldn't say it has accelerated it, but it has made that experience richer because it has opened the door to greater options for the user.
In any discussion of telework, you got to look at mobile devices, smartphones, tablet computers, and such. And you talked about the refresh of laptops. I didn't hear anything about tablets. Are you looking at tablets, or do they not have enough power, enough software for what the auditors need?
Well, what the research tells us is that if you are a consumer of data, for example, if you are simply looking at reports, you're probably going to be a candidate for a tablet type of computing device. If, however, you are a generator or a producer or originator of content, you're probably not going to have as good an experience with those types of devices. The great majority of our personnel are generators or originators of content. But we do have some folks that are consumers. And what we're going to be looking at in fiscal year 13 is some opportunity to look at that tablet and how does that fit into our bag of tricks, if you please, for some of our users. But we have not thus far investigated that or made any attempt to apply it. One of the things that one has to be very careful of is, as you start talking about the mobile devices, is ensuring that your back end is able to accommodate those devices. It's not just take the device and plug it in. So we have those issues. We have security issues that we have to address. So it's not something that we are ignoring, but it's not something that we have done thus far. So as I said, we're looking at some perhaps proof of concept for our environment here in fiscal 13, and we'll see how that unfolds.
I guess when you look at this administration of the last 3.5 years in telework, we have rated it personally at Federal News Radio as something that's been very effective when you look at the cluster management agenda. Can you give me a sense of when you step back and look at this administration's efforts around telework, can you give it a grade? Can you qualify and quantify it in some way?
Boy, I don't know that I'm qualified to answer that question, but I would say it's certainly been a positive for the federal workforce. When we look at our own experience, not only is this a positive in terms of our ability to recruit staff members, but it's also a very well-received capability or privilege for our user base as it relates to our retention of our personnel. So from that standpoint, I would have to say, yes, this has been a positive for any administration in terms of anytime you can hold on to your workforce in a situation where many of those people may otherwise take advantage of their earned right for retirement and are willing to stay a while longer because we've given them some greater flexibility, I think that's a plus for us. It's a plus for the American taxpayer as well.